listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this day from the one who comes out to meet us wildly with love and peace and in forgiveness that never ends. Amen. The parable of the two sons, you've heard it twice now this morning. The son who knew the problem and the one who didn't know. The parable of the reckless father who hikes up his robe and goes running out to greet his lost son. We have to remember how offensive that was in that period of time for a father to run, to hike up his robe and go running. It was an offensive action in that time. And the offensiveness starts long before the end of the story when he hikes up his robe, when the father splits the inheritance in half. The older son was supposed to get all of it, or at least two-thirds of it. But the father cuts it in half and gives half of it to his younger son, who goes out and blows it. Shames his whole family, and the whole community in that time would have been embarrassed. So no one would have wanted this person back, and here he comes back. I've played some of his music in here before. I'm not going to do it today, but the Christian rapper named Agape, he has played and sung and performed at some of our youth gatherings for our young people. And his name is David Shear. He's actually a seminary student in Minnesota right now. He has a reference to this wonderful and famous story in one of his songs. And he says it like this. I think it just sums it up nicely. Old man ran at him with a big old hug. Told his brother, put your love into this big old thug. Okay, I thought I kind of liked that one. You got to hear the song, then you'll love it. You'll love it. Old man ran at him with a big old hug. Told his brother, put your love into this big old thug. And I think that pretty much sums it up. There are so many directions, so much richness with a story like this. It's hard to know which way to go and what to focus on. But let's focus on God. Some of us are called back home to God, like the younger son. And some of us are called to love those who are coming home. And often, frankly, we're both at the same time. Either way, God is faithful. And we are greeted by this sweaty, unbound grace, like a slobbery bulldog lumbering down the gravel road. So our God comes bounding out to meet us in joy. It is an offensive story, a messy story. And we're always invited to put ourselves into these stories. If we don't, they just become sort of dead stories, but we can relate to these stories. We're always invited to put ourselves into the stories, but I want to say today, don't ever put yourself, except for Rich, don't ever put yourself into the role of God when you really think of into the role of the Father. In this story, we can never be in that position. Even as we love and wait for our children, and so many wonderful parents here, we know what it's like to be patient and wait on our children. But don't put yourself in the role of the father when it comes to this story. The father in this story is only God. We can only be one of the two sons, or we can be both of them at the same time. We're always and only the recipients of God's unleashed love. We need to hear that today. We need to see that in our mind's eye, this God lumbering out to meet us. This is a story deep in these Lenten days of love outpouring for you. And it is a story of the amazing party being thrown at your return. Regardless of our past mistakes, regardless of our miscommunications or missteps or miscalculations in our lives, God comes running out to meet you with reckless abandon. God comes running out to meet you with the kind of love that'll make everyone else in here jealous. Despite our shortcomings at home or with our families or our overindulgences or our nasty habits, here comes God running out to meet you, so excited to see you, that there is wheezing and panting as God's arms wrap around you, as a coat is thrown over your shoulders and rings on your finger and shoes on your feet. And then, even those of us who have not been perfect, but have been pretty darn responsible, pretty darn self-sustaining and helpful for our neighbors and taken care of our aging parents and our friends and our children, all these years, there is certainly a place at the table for us too. That's the good news of this story. It's the parable of the two lost sons, not just the one. And God holds us too, frankly, church people, good people, responsible people, taxpaying people, hardworking people, those of us who give and are compassionate and frankly are tired of that hard work in the field. God says to us too, my beloved child, all that is mine is yours. Think about that for a moment. God says to us, good people, all that is mine is yours. I have loved you from the moment you came to be. I have counted every hair on your head and loved every fiber of your being. But do you know who else I've also loved? That wild and crazy brother or sister of yours. So come back inside, God says to us too. Come join the celebration. Come celebrate the lost being found and those who were once dead coming back to life. This is too good for you to be out here by yourself, lost in your anger. And I hear your anger, God says. I can understand it. It makes sense. But let it go and come back inside and eat and dance and drink and warm yourself by the fire of the community. Laugh and love the way I created you to be, God says. This is too good. It's too good to be lost in keeping score. It's too good to be lost in anger and bitterness, God says. Story I've told here before, I'll share it again today, is when I was working in the mountains in the summer. I was doing the Christian ministries of the national parks, and I was putting on a Sunday morning worship service while I was in college. And there were a group of people there, other Christians actually, and I didn't like them. And I was very judgmental of them and the things that they said and the things that they did. And the site director, or the director for the Christian Ministries of the National Parks, my supervisor, came to pay a site visit while I was up there in the mountains, just once in the course of the summer. And he was this goofy, funny little man. His name was Gordon Compton. And he was always just silly, and I never really heard a serious word from him, which isn't to say that he wasn't a serious person. Good Lutheran guy. And he comes up and he checks in on how I'm doing, so we go for a hike to talk about it, and I just unload on him about this group of Christians. I can't believe what they're saying and what they're doing, and da 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 da. And he stops me on the trail after I was finished, this blah. And he says to me, he takes off his sunglasses, and he looks me in the eyes. You know, we're hiking along, sweating and everything, and he says, Dan, when we get to the big feast that is to come, we're going to be awfully surprised at who's sitting across the table from us. And he turns around and just, do-do-do, back down the trail. And I'm just standing there. Just dropped a bomb. Sisters and brothers in Christ, dang it, God's right. God's right, we can get so lost in our anger and our resentment and our bitterness that we're in as much trouble as that kid in the pig pen. That's what a mess anger and fear and resentments can make of our lives. But sisters and brothers in Christ, we're all getting invited to this party. We're all gathered at this table, some of us hobbling to the table in bitterness, some of us long-faced, some of us angry or sad, and some of us at peace. But everyone is invited inside. The kingdom of God is a party, and God steps out for a moment to gather us in also. Everyone is given a chair and a spot on the dance floor in this cold world of judgment and condemnation. In this world, and many times this church, that measures and keeps score. God recklessly knocks over our poker chips that we've been stacking at the table. You know, all those good things that I've done, all these great things that I've accomplished and earned and worked hard for, those are my poker chips. We've all stacked our poker chips, all our winnings, our earnings, and our failings as well at the table. But God comes and recklessly knocks over our poker chips, our good things and our bad things, in order to pass a great tray of food, meat and fruit, vegetables and wine. And God says to us, all that is mine is yours. Come join the party. Be at peace. Let go of the anger and the resentment. And even if you can't let it go right away, come inside anyway and I'll love you along the way. Let go of the fear and the anxiety. And even if you can't do it right away, I'll keep loving you as you try. But come back inside. We have to celebrate. Amen. We're going to sing our hymn of the day today. It's actually different from what's printed in your bulletin. It will be 608, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.